Today, I'm going to talk about how you can plan for, prepare for, and get through the next financial crisis. Let's talk about that and more right now. Hey there, traders. It's Andrew Mitchum here at the Forex Trading Coach with video and podcast number 540. Now, I ask people to give me some topics to talk about, things that will be helpful for you. And one of the main topics that has come up is about how do we survive the next, almost certainly coming, financial crisis. So to start and to prepare for this, what I've done is had a look on the internet, and I want to talk about what they suggest and then my thoughts after that. First of all, I have to let you know that what I'm about to say is not financial advice. It's purely my own thoughts and opinions, which may or may not work for you. So did some research online, typed in how to survive a financial crisis. Up come the standard answers of 1, increase your income, 2, decrease your expenses, and 3, increase your savings. Quick overview on those. Increasing your income. How are you going to do that? Well, you're probably going to, if you're in a corporate job, work harder and up the ladder, which means less time at home, etc., like that, more stress. You may be working more hours in your current job. Not a great outcome either, or you might be going out there for a second or third job. Again, not a great outcome. So there's better ways you can do that. Number 2, and decreasing your expenses is something that most people can do. From my own point of view, we like to be completely self-sufficient here. I say we're about maybe 80-90% self-sufficient in what we eat at home, and we choose to do that. We choose to grow our own food as much as possible, our own fruit, vegetables, meat, etc. like that. Everything we try to do is for our own choice, for a health reason, an enjoyable reason of actually growing and eating our own food. We know what we're eating and less reliant on the system, on the supermarkets and the crazy inflated prices out there. So that may or may not be something you could do as an example. The third one, to increase your savings, not very practical for most people around the world, given the cost of living. Just as an example, we've had interest rates come off here just last week for me personally at 2.79. They wanted it to float it at 8 point something or fix it at 7 point something. Just massive expenses going up there for everybody, your cost of living, your cost of your groceries, your food, as we've mentioned, your fuel, your rates, your taxes, everything goes up and up, the whole inflation. So saving more for most people is not really a practical outcome there. So that's what the internet says. These are now my thoughts of what you potentially could do. Because for me, surviving or anything financial, a lot of it comes down to your mindset, your thoughts, your emotions. And most people don't give that enough time to actually realize that finances, a lot of it is how you think. We're taught to go to school, to get the job, to get the grades, to do the job, work up high, all those things. And you will know that most people who are successful in life do things a little bit differently. And that comes down to a mindset and being willing to accept that not everything we've been taught is probably quite accurate. Different topic possibly for another day, but you get what I mean. So for me, a change of mindset's huge. What are you going to do to change what you're currently doing if it's not working? You see, when you have financial issues, causes all sorts of emotional stress and anxiety and relationship issues. And it's a big, bubbling mess. It's not good. So I think one of the important things you can do right now is to plan and prepare. I don't think enough people plan and prepare anything. You hear that people will talk about and argue about what they're going to watch on TV or what they're going to cook for dinner more than they'll prepare and plan and talk about their financial future. And that's sad but true for a lot of people. You need to change that, but you need to change that mindset. You need to upskill yourself. You need to invest in yourself some time, some education. Turn the TV off. It's a waste of time. There's nothing on there worth watching anyway. And learn a new skill. That's how you're going to get there. Everybody has the same amount of time. So the excuses of I don't have time, and it doesn't work. We've had 5 kids, different businesses, everything else. I know that a lack of time is a big issue for almost everybody, but we all have the same problem. It's how you make use of that time that becomes important. So I think one of the best things you can do is to learn a skill today, whilst maybe we're not in that financial crisis right now, to prepare yourself and to plan and think about how you're going to do things differently right now, when that pressure maybe is not completely on you, so you can prepare and train your mind and improve your finances some other way. You see, if you're out there trying to increase your income by working X amount per hour, that's not likely going to give you the result that you want. So you have to do something differently. You could go out there and do the traditional things of borrowing money, invest in property and all those type of things. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you've got to be prepared to be in more debt. And there's quite a lot of risk involved, obviously, with more borrowing and finances, especially now that for most people around the world, the interest rates on your payments have gone up quite substantially over maybe like sort of 3, 4, 5 years ago. So you have to be prepared for that. If you're out there looking at maybe commercial property, you've got to realize that a lot of businesses are going out of business and are not requiring physical presences any longer because of online, you know, shopping, etc. like that. So that's one thing to be careful of. If you're out there investing in maybe property, are you doing it for cash flow? Maybe that's getting quite tough, or are you doing it for the hopefully one day it goes up in value and you can sell for a higher price? That's potentially an okay thing, but it's not gonna like actually help you through with cash flow today. So for me, as you know, as a forex trader, it offers so many more benefits. It's a mindset thing. It's enjoyable. It makes you realize what's happening in the world. There's a bit of interest there. It's something you can do from home. It's something you can do while you're traveling, but you still need to know what you are doing. Now, just last night, I held my live webinar with my clients, a two-hour session. On that webinar, I took 6 trades live in front of our clients. While we were on the session, the first 2 trades both hit their profit targets. On that session, I also showed how in 3 days of the week, like up until when I held that webinar, or 3 completed days, I was up 2% on my account, which you can trade on prop firms, with only a 0.25% risk per trade. So, and I was explaining to people that you do not need to have vast amounts of money to trade the forex market. You just need to know what you are doing. So where you live, what your income is, how much money you have, your available time, all those things are almost irrelevant. It's do you want to put some time, effort, and expense into training yourself how to do this, if this is what you want to do, and you have to make sure it's what you want to do. Don't just do it because you've seen me talk about it or someone else online. You have to do this because you really want to do this. But give you the example of that 2% with still like 2 trading days to go. If you multiply that out and you go, well, I'm going to a prop firm once you know what you're doing. It doesn't mean that you have to have lots of money yourself. You can go to things like prop firms and maybe you can sell signals, you know, for $50, $100 per user per month, copying what you are doing. You can be out there on prop firms, and once you pass their challenges, it may take you 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. But if you get to their 10% gain, and let's say you're on $100,000 as an example, and you're on an 80-20 profit share, it may have cost you $500, $600 to get into it. It may have taken you a bit of time to pass their first challenge. But once you've done that and you're into real money, an 80-20 share, and you've just made 10% on the $100,000, all of a sudden, there's $8,000 back to you. Now, you can do that on multiple prop firms and keep increasing as you keep going forward in the lot and the size of the accounts that you're trading. But you think about that and you say, well, I'm going to give myself 6 months, 12 months from today to get to that stage. I'm not rushing into it. I'm going to do it realistically with low risk and do it properly. But you imagine taking that forward, how much you potentially could earn that way, or with multiple income streams through your trading once you know what you are doing. And you also then go back and think, well, how long would it take me to earn that money in my current job, or how many extra hours would I have to do? And is that more enjoyable, yes or no? So surviving a financial crisis to me comes down to your mindset, thinking differently than traditionally. And, you know, doing something different, doing something different to most other people are doing out there. So mindset is huge. My computer's just gone the sleep behind me here because I've been talking for too long. So just to quickly finish, if you're out there looking for a broker, I can highly recommend Blueberry Markets. If you've not been on my webinar where I talk about prop firms, I'm going to put a link to that. If you've not been on my webinar where I talk about trading in general and how we can help you, I'll put a link to that. And if you'd like to have a chat with myself or one of my team, I'll put a link to that as well. I hope that helps. Like I said, it's not financial advice. It's purely my own thoughts and opinions about potentially what might be coming and making sure you're prepared for that right now. I'll see you this time next week. Bye for now.